We've still got a few more American icons coming to you this season, and we want you to pick the final one. We're keeping track of all your submissions, from Soul Train to Purple Rain to All in the Family, which was submitted by Nancy Gentile of Queens, New York.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
You just don't think of it as a sitcom, because we think of a sitcom as really silly, but they were really dealing with the issues that American society was dealing with at that time.
They're paying me less than they paid the man who used to run the forklift.
Oh, well, come on, Irene. After all, it's a well-known fact. Men are worth more than women.
Have you been reading Playboy?
No, Irene, the Bible. And in the Bible, it says God made man his own image. He made women after, from a rib, cheaper cut.
Most sitcoms that we knew, father always went to work and the mother was home and he was a professional and everyone was well-educated and well-groomed. The Bunkers were not that. They didn't have perfect grammar. They were middle class, not highly educated. The characters were just so real.
There is still time to nominate your American icon. What book or album or movie or building gets your vote as a quintessential piece of Americana? Visit studio360.org/American Icons and drop a pin on our culture map.